Oh. Oh, shoot. Love you guys. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, okay, Ed. 7:06. Happy Friday. Justin, Mamie, Bill. All together again.
We did it. It's Friday.
Woo! You gotta have that little celebratory move. Do you have like a touchdown dance?
No. I've never made a touchdown, so well, I don't know what
you
I
make
would
touchdowns
do.
Every day. Come on now.
Yeah, on a football game?
No, in general, in life. Oh. Touchdowns of life.
No.
You don't have like a move?
I high five myself.
Good job. Yeah. Okay. That's not a bad one. That's a classic. I kind of do like a little shuffle.
Like a happy dance. You have a happy dance?
A little two-step?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I do like a little shoulder.
Oh, a little shimmy shimmy.
Shoulder shake, yeah.
Shoulder shake.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I do a little shimmy.
I realized it probably was like fourth grade and really started implementing about sixth to seventh grade. Everything's a two-step. Every dance is a two-step. Okay. I'm pretty sure you can boil it every single dance down to like a two-step.
Are you about to get up and dance?
No, I don't need to. Okay. I think my words speak for themselves. Everything's a two-step.
Okay.
That's, you know.
All right.
Besides salsa? Is salsa the only
thing? I don't know. I couldn't tell you about any dances. Now, in college, we had to take two physical education courses, right?
Sure.
And I went to a college where you took skiing, right? That was one of yours.
That was one. I also took a world dance.
Oh, you took world dance.
Very last semester.
I took world dance.
Oh, you did?
That was one of the classes.
Yeah. Okay.
And our very last bit of it was square dancing. That's a dance of the world.
Wow. Yeah, that makes sense.
And our final exam was on square dancing.
Okay.
So I'm thinking we're just going to get out there and do some dancing.
Square
and
dance.
That's it. It was a written test. I failed it miserably. Ended up with a C in world dance because I failed the final exam. Because the questions were like, what are the three major things of square dancing? I was like, do-si-do.
Oh, was that right?
I don't know.
Oh, I guess
it was. Now name two more.
You got to see it, and it probably wasn't right. Oh, I thought do-si-do was the three.
No, that's just one.
Oh, see, I would have put that as all three. There's a do, there's a C, and there's a do.
Now, that's smart. If I was thinking, I would have put it in all three spaces.
That would have been enough right there.
I don't know. So
I don't do the technicals on dancing. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying this is, you know, choreographed precision. But still, even a lot. What kind of dancing?
Square dancing.
That's still a two-step.
Is it? A square has four sides, though.
Right, but two corners.
Okay, no, four corners
per side. Okay. Two corners per side, and so you do 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2.
Oh, waltz is three though. 1-2-3.
Yeah, but really, the three is one to the next.
Okay, if you say so.
You can make that work. I take back everything almost I said about EVs. Almost everything I've been saying the past few days about EVs, about how they'll blow up, how they'll not sell, everybody's recalling them, and it's one move that Tesla made. You can now order food on the go from within your Tesla using the Just Eat takeaway on your vehicle touchscreen. 7:09. You can do it. You can order food right from your touchscreen, and they'll deliver it to your supercharger upon arrival at a supercharger.
But you're not going to eat in your car if you have a Tesla?
Why? Your hands free.
You can't allow people to eat in a Tesla.
But your hands, what's the point of having automated driving if not but for eating?
I don't know. In this picture, they have those kids sitting in the trunk eating it.
Well, because they're hanging out charging. I think that's the mantra.
So while you're charging, you have a snack.
Be okay with waiting 4 hours in line for charging because we're going to deliver you Uber Eats. Do you think this is like Amazon's India people thing where Tesla's, I don't know, sending somebody else or something?
Somebody has to bring technology. You the food.
Right, but it's going to be like powered by Uber or powered by DoorDash.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going through one of those third parties. Yeah,
it's not going to be like Tesla deliver.
It's not Tesla Eats.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tube shot boring tunnel style your supercharger.
That'd be cool.
In-N-Out Burger.
I saw that after the eclipse, the people that were traveling to Ohio, I guess, is the closest place where it was in totality. Mm. Is that maybe?
I don't know. It sounds cool, though.
Anyway.
That's right.
The people that drove to go see it in totality that had the electric vehicles, they were waiting up to like a day to be able to charge their vehicle to get home because there were so many people that had gone.
Oh, this was after, though, not before. I was going to say they missed it if they waited a day. It only lasted like 30 minutes.
No, like trying to get home after. Mm.
Yeah, that's the part of getting stranded with the EV is still the part I can't overcome.
Yeah.
Like I said, I take back almost everything I said about EVs. They're still a terrible decision as far as for future economic growth. I think that I stand by that. But as far as being able to deliver food when you're waiting to get charged, that sounds fun.
That's pretty cool. When I was in New York, I think all my Ubers except for one was a Tesla.
In New York.
In New York, yeah. And same in San Diego.
The Prius game, though, has been strong for a long time, mm-hmm. right? Like, so for the drivers of that world. I guess there's
that's a hybrid, right?
Value,
it's not a true electric vehicle, though. Like, the Prius, is that but a doesn't true
it,
electric
can
vehicle?
Can it run just on battery? It was like I don't know anything.
I'm not a car person. Don't ask me. I'm driving.
You're driving a truck today?
Driving a truck.
Is it
it's a rough ride. So have you heard the white SUV versus black SUV moms? Have you heard that it's been going on all around social media?
Sounds rather racist.
It's not. Either you're a white SUV mom or you're a black SUV mom. And Rob's work truck is technically, it's an SUV. It's a 4Runner, but it drives like a truck. But anyway, this morning I get it, I was like, oh, look at me. I'm a white SUV mom. Because a white SUV mom has everything together. Her car's always very clean. She knows what's going on. Her kids are well-behaved. Black SUV mom has, like, French fries in the back seat. And so I fit the profile perfectly. I am a black SUV mom, and I drive one, and I embrace it fully. I'm a hot mess.
What about, like, a red car?
Well, no. That's not one of the things, no.
Do moms choose red cars?
I don't know one mom friend that has a red car.
Not one?
Not one.
So you're going to get some calls and some DMs today some red car people.
Call me. Call me if you're a red car person.
Blue
cars? What your demo is. I used to be a blue car. I had a blue car for a long time.
You know, I think the underdog these days.
Yeah, I just drove a Corolla because I didn't have any money. That's what that was.
That doesn't matter the color. Or did you just take the color they
I
had?
I just took the one that they were like, you can choose from any car on this lot. And there's like a white one and then like 15 blue ones. And I was like, I guess I'm going blue.
One of the blues. That's it. Yeah. Or silver. Silver's also a decent car.
I mean,
car
there's
choice.
Lots of car colors. There's a whole lot
but
of
But you're only focusing on two.
Those are the two that are trending right now. It's a lot of social media videos from moms saying, like, I'm a white SUV mom, but I really want to be a black SUV mom. Like, I just want to be able to throw caution to the wind and do whatever.
Would you ever drive one of the random color cars? Like, you know, you see orange every once in a while, yellow, lime green, purple, chameleon, metallic.
WSIC wrap.
Anything like that?
Probably not.
No combination whatsoever. All right, we got Coffee Republic and co-working coming in today.
Yes.
Now, is Coffee Republic what used to be Bakery 28?
It did used to be Bakery 28.
Okay,
they have rebranded.
I have been there. Is it the same owners?
We'll find out.
We're going to find out. We're going to
chit-chat
with them.
I don't know if it's the same owners or not. Coffee Republic has several locations around the Charlotte area.
Hey, you got to wake up in the morning and eat coffee, brother.
That's right. You do. So, anyway, yeah, they're coming in today. I've been in there a couple of times. Good coffee. Great coffee. Great pastries and stuff. So
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. Always a good time with coffee. Bridget Dorgan, Titan Thrift, going to be joining us video chat at 8 o'clock. So you're going to want to catch that. We'll talk with Joe Berg at 8:30. Got to get our sports outlook on the weekend.
Got to get your outlook on.
Traffic with Jeff is up next. And then word of the day. And at some point today, you will hear cue to call.
The cue to call.
You'll hear it. It's a song, a particular song that was originated by Old Crow Medicine Show.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes something in the neighborhood of, rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. I got that grunge on that.
Do you know any other words to that song? Can you sing? Can you sing the verse?
Can I sing?
Do you know the other words to that song other than just the chorus?
Nope.
Keep it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:18. Happy Friday to you. You know the streets get wilding out on Fridays. If you're not home by 2 o'clock, you might as well pitch a tent at your office. RideICats.com, alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You cruise in the HOV lane with Jeff. Jeff, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Justin and Maney. There's no accidents to report at this time. A few pockets of heavy traffic, 77 from Statesville to Charlotte and also Charlotte back up to Statesville on 77. But everything's flowing. No problems on the secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville. So hopefully a good start to the weekend.
Flowing with the going, Jeff. We appreciate that. Launched the story this morning that Tesla now going to be delivering food to charging stations. Does this move EVs forward in the world, Jeff?
I'm not a fan. I'd rather stick with a gasoline motor. So, anyways,
me too, Jeff.
Each has their own opinion, but I this last winter there was people trying to charge up their vehicles and were having a hard time getting them to charge. So, I was talking to one of our riders this morning that works for a company that has electric vehicles and said that they've had one for a year and still haven't been able to get it out on the road because they can't get the parts they need. So,
ouch.
I think there's some things out there to work on before we go that way. Plus, I don't think we got the electrical grid for it.
We got to work on ourselves, Jeff. We got to work on ourselves. That's what we got to do. Jeff with iCats, rideicats.com. We appreciate you, sir. We'll talk to you at 8:15.
All right. You guys have a great morning.
You too. Rideicats.com. Alternative transportation. Jeff with the hot take. I like it.
I like it too.
I always enjoy it.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day. Yeah. Tried something new.
I liked it. Thank you. Liked it. Today's word of the day presented by Merlefest. Merlefest, under a week away.
Less than 1 week from the starting point.
Correct.
Already.
Already. It seems like a long, I mean, it's been a journey. I think we've been promoting this thing since the beginning of the year.
No. Yes.
Yeah, I promise we have. Yeah.
It's
inevitably, it was bound to come. And so now it's finally, here. And we tried telling you.
Classic time. All right. Today's word of the day on this Friday is fufura.
Fufura?
Fufura.
It's not a word.
It is a word.
It doesn't sound like a word.
It is a word.
It's like a Dr. Seuss word.
Nope. Webster's Dictionary caught my attention.
He made it up. Go ahead, Bill. What is the national origin of fufura? Is it Whoville?
Yes. It comes from a small snowflake. we're dealing with a noun here. F-O-O-F-A-R-A-W. Fufura. Fufura.
It's a person, place, or a thing. I'm going to guess it's a thing.
It is a thing.
It's a thing. And you can conjugate it.
No.
No.
Okay.
No, it is a noun.
Foofarawing.
Despite all the foofarawing surrounding Justin, he remained focused on his goals and continued to excel in his endeavors.
Crustiness.
No.
Like distractions, maybe?
Kind of close, maybe? Kind of close.
You guys are distracting.
Despite all the foofarah about Justin's dislike for EV cars, he remains firm in his stance, preferring traditional vehicles for their reliability and familiarity.
Haterade?
Haterade? No. Not on my list of words that I would accept.
Haterade? I haven't heard that word in a long time.
Foofarah?
Welcome back.
It's not distract. It's close to distraction.
Ideas.
Is that close?
It's kind of close to a distraction. I don't know how you're going to bend and get there, but
no, I'm going to get there. Hold on.
Fufura.
It's all of the negativity.
Okay.
Outside opinions.
Influences.
I think
if we
combine everyone's answer into one, I think what you guys are trying to say is a disturbance or a to do over a trifle.
A trifle. I would have never gotten there.
I would have gotten there.
A disturbance or a to-do over a trifle.
Just give me a few more guesses. Yeah. I would have got there.
Maybe, all right, maybe by the end of the show, we
trifle. Foofarawing. Trifling.
Yes. And I came across this word when I was trying to figure out what a preposition was when I was looking up qua.
Qua.
And I was like, hold on.
Qua. Foofara.
Okay.
Our guest yesterday.
Just writing down fun words.
Our guest yesterday, Late Norman Muay Thai.
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Muay Thai.
No.
She said it right.
However, our guest yesterday,
JT Smith,
he did. Qua in his post whenever he talked about being on the show, I was quite impressed.
Beast.
Yes.
Did you end up watching the video of him getting kneed in the stomach by the Supergirl chick?
No.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it yet.
He like kind of laughed, but then he got like wah, wah, and it was like, and he was wearing the pad.
Yeah,
that would mess me
up. If you earned the name Supergirl, you know,
you got the right to kick some people in the stomach.
That's a business decision. Yeah.
Knee some people in the stomach.
That's what's gonna happen if you continue to use the word qua in your sentences as well. That's the
qua
other
will lead to foofra.
Yeah, undoubtedly.
Yeah,
indubitably.
Merle Fett
is coming up next week.
I hear an echo.
It's what was that? What was
qua?
Not qua. I was thinking of a password we did.
You ain't gonna remember. You are not gonna remember.
It's on the tip of my tongue right now.
Steel trap.
Nah, it's gonna. What is it?
Irascible.
There it is. Thank you for unlocking that one.
Where was I? I don't know that word.
You don't.
I wasn't here.
I mean, I'm not even gonna pretend like
episode 30.
I was not here for that
pre 100. You had to be here. Merle Fest coming up next week. Over 100 artists, and here's the deal: you've got your chance to win tickets. You can win them today. You can also win some on Monday. So today, you're going to hear the cue to call. And it's going to be something like, rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. It's going to be like that.
I like it.
It's going to be deep. And when you hear it, caller three wins. And so Bill will take care of that. At some point today during the show, you're going to hear that cue to call. And then you're going to have your chance to win two general day admission passes. You can pick the day you want to go. Because, again, it's the 25th through the 28th.
No foo-foo-rah
here. If you don't win the tickets during Good Morning LKN, don't fret, don't frown. Home ad show coming up next, 9 to 11, Monday through Friday. They're also giving away two tickets. We'll talk with Patrick Reynolds at the end of the show before home ad show launches. Now, here's the thing. On Monday, that's the big, big winner day. Mames, mm-hmm. what's the Monday deal?
Monday, we're going to draw the two winners for the Ultimate Merle Fest giveaway on Monday. And you can win... The grand prize winner gets a two-night stay at Greystone Lodge in Boone. Beautiful Greystone Lodge.
G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com. Check them out.
And four any-day passes to Merle Fest.
Four any-day passes?
Yes, four any-day passes to Merle Fest.
That's a you gotta great pack. Gift. You better pack double then. Yeah. For if you're going instead of two nights, you're going.
And then the second place winner gets 2 4-day general admission passes to Merle Fest. So two winners drawn on Monday. You have until Monday at 7:05 to enter. Random draw, but we'll draw it here. We'll announce it live on the air on Monday.
There's some game theory to this, because if you win two tickets, well, are you bringing somebody or are you going 2 days solo?
You can do whatever you want.
2 days solo, man.
Yeah. If you get the four pack, you bring in somebody 2 days each, or you go in all 4 days solo. Or maybe you double up with somebody 1 day. Then you can go two more days by yourself, so you can get 3 out of 4 days then.
Oh wow,
yeah, I'm going.
The possibilities are really
I'm
endless.
Going by myself,
mathematically
staying in the Greystone Lodge in a king-size bed all by myself, eating that breakfast as much as I want,
getting away. That's what you're trying to
and then I'm making friends at Merle Fest when I get there.
You bring your own lawn chair?
Sure. I don't know, can you do that there? I'm sure you can.
Oh, you definitely can.
Yeah you bring my own lawn chair.
You
sure.
Have to. Yeah.
Foo-foo-rah and the cue to calls would be a good band.
Foo-foo-rah.
And Oof the cue to calls, that's a great calls. Band, yeah.
Well,
we'll get
know,
that together for next year.
The song that I sung that you will hear later on, again, I can do it. Rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. That song, Old Crow Medicine Show wrote that. They're the headliner of Merle Fest this year.
They're playing the first night, right? Maybe, I don't know.
You got to look at the schedule, Merle Fest.
They'll be there, though.
They're definitely going to be there. I think they're on Saturday.
They better be there.
They better show up. Nickel Creek. Sam Bush has been tearing it up in the high country for a while. And really even down here in the... We're not the low country.
No, we're not the low country.
We're not the low...
No.
Whoa. No. Sorry. I didn't mean to offend. That's
all the way down in Sub-Carolina.
Sub-Carolina?
Oh, no.
Ouch. All right. Coffee Republic and co-working coming up next. You've been there before.
I have been there before.
You've had the brouhaha there?
I've had the coffee there. I got a lavender latte one day when I was there.
Infused with lavender.
I got to get one of these lavender lattes I hear so much about.
Quite good.
What have you heard about lavender lattes?
It's all the rage these days. It's all
what?
The rage.
I hear it and I see it.
Mm-hmm. And I think I went there around the holiday time, got like a Christmassy drink.
Guys, you know I am involved in most pop culture, most trends, most sports, most music situations. Happy Tay Day, by the way.
Happy holidays.
TM! Oh, I took it. Sorry, you guys know I'm so deeply involved in culture. What is lavender coffee?
It's just coffee with lavender in it.
Okay. No, I knew it. It's not for me to know. It's for everyone else to know.
Hey, you gotta wake up in the morning and eat coffee, brother.
And I was just curious. I didn't know if you guys had heard of it before. I'm glad I told you, though. I'm glad I told you about it.
Yeah, thanks for filling us in on
that. Not a problem. Bridget Dorgan, Titan Thrift. So a thrift shop going on at Hopewell High School. It's got entrepreneurial vibes to it,
mm-hmm.
and I can support that, and that's okay. Joe Berg will talk
to him. It's like home ad in your high school.
Right? Why not let it happen?
For your clothes.
Let them work it out. I do think that every kid, when they start getting a job and they're working in the workforce, service-based industry. Everybody should have to work in the service industry at least once. Not just one day. Try to make it at least one full pay period and to really know and realize how much you can't stand it and how... It really is a tough gig.
Hey, you gotta wake up in the morning and eat coffee, brother.
And we should, every kid should be a requirement. Maybe it should be a step to citizenship.
Easy.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 7:34. Happy Friday to you. That's pretty good right there. You know, I shouldn't. That's probably not the sound people.
Hey, you gotta wake up in the morning and eat coffee, brother.
That's the sound people are used to.
Wow. All right. Coffee Republic is joining us right now. I got a bag of disco coffee. I got disco matcha. I got some coops. Kayla and Sean Flynn at the table. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming. You know, you got to get the coffee vibe going.
We're getting hyping here.
I feel like we should have a disco ball, though, with this disco coffee party and a bean.
We need to have the disco ball, like, descend and start playing some music.
You know, at some of our locations, we actually do have a disco ball.
You do?
Yeah, really? At our Denver location, we just have it flowing. It's awesome.
Kayla and Sean Flynn of Coffee Republic. Now, you say some of your locations. You have, is it 8 locations? Is that what you guys said?
Correct. Yeah. So we just opened our 8th location in Ballantyne Village, and we have 3 more on plan for the rest of the year. So we're opening up 500 West Trade. We're opening up Matthews. And then we have one in Maryland going in Bethesda. So we partner with Lidl as well, the grocery chain. Mm-hmm. So we're
there's one coming in right here on the corner.
There is. I don't know if I'm going to get in there yet, but maybe.
What do we got to do? Let's get you in.
Let's call them up right now. Let's make it happen.
Not afraid to dial.
Let's do it. That could be a whole new show. You know?
8 stores. How many cups of coffee would you say you guys serve a day?
We serve around about at least 2,100 cups a day.
Wow.
Can you drink 2,100 cups of coffee?
I think I would probably get too high on my own supply.
You guys are coffee connoisseurs. Do you make coffee at the house too, or no? Do you only do it exclusively in the shop? Like bring your home.
My wife is definitely more the home brew. She brews it up in the morning and gets it going. And
well, I need to. We have a 2- and 3-year-old.
Ooh.
So,
yes.
Mom, yeah. I can't wait for our shop to open to get my first cup of coffee. So I just have a nice, you know, airtight container, fill it up in the shop, bring it home, and
oh, you take a travel stop.
I do.
There you go.
I do. This big container. So
and she mamas it with a Stanley mug. You know.
You gotta do it. You gotta have your Stanley mug.
Yeah. To get to 8. Locations that takes some steps. Can you take us back to the beginning? How did Coffee Republic start?
Yeah, so by accident, by complete accident. So it was one of those things where we found this building in Huntersville. We actually just moved back from Dubai. My mom was sick, and we were changing lives back from being abroad.
We were settling down,
and we were putting some roots down. And I needed to find an office because we actually own a couple other companies as well. And I found this building. There was this historic building that I fell in love with in Huntersville. It was built in 1908. It's right on Main Street in Huntersville. And I just fell in love with it. And I was like, what can I do with this thing? And so long story short is that I was like, okay, I need an office. So why don't I create a co-working space on the second floor? and a coffee shop on the first floor. And that's how it all began. And it was just on a whim. And we found this space and just did it. And it opened gangbusters. And I was like, I really love this business because it encapsulates community. It encapsulates, you know, the co-working side is an incubator for businesses. I started my first business in a coffee shop. I moved to a co-working space. It's a great step one and a step two for people, especially with now how the world has moved towards remote working and the gig economy. It was the right place at the right time, and it had set a trajectory for us. And through COVID, we battled. You know, we worked through a lot of restrictions with Mecklenburg County and opening up other stores. We took some opportunities during that time as well because we saw that COVID wasn't going to last forever. So there was a lot of people struggling, and I was able to buy out some existing stores and grow our brand and grow our number of stores during that time. So yeah, that's kind of how we got here. It's been an interesting ride.
Do you have a real estate background?
A little bit.
Sure. You seem like you like real estate, so it's, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we've been involved in real estate for a long time, but it's the coffee side, I think, is a lot more sustainable than real estate. Real estate goes up and down and up and down. And this has just been one of those cool rides where it's like compound interest. You know, people come to the store, they enjoy it, they tell their friends, and it just builds upon itself. And then a community builds within every store. So, and every store is so different and fun. The whole entire objective that we had was, let's make coffee fun. Like, it shouldn't be serious. There is a lot of coffee shops out there that, man, they take it seriously to the next level. We try to be fun with it. Waking up in the morning and having your cup of coffee should be lighthearted. And that's what we do. And we have a blast doing it. And that's the whole entire concept of Coffee Republic, was to keep it fun and light and drink coffee and talk to people and have a blast, just like you guys are doing here.
The co-working concept is definitely unique, a good combination with it, it seems like, because, and everybody probably remembers WeWork, right? Like
right.
The whole story right. of WeWork and yeah. all that. But you guys are actually selling a product associated with it, not just, you know, taking money from China or whatever. Anyway, I'm going down
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the concept of when you're building out a space then, does that make it more difficult or easier for you guys to combine kind of the two concepts together?
So we only have our co-working concept at Huntersville. It's very hard to find a building that is suitable for both, right? So we need two stories. We need a specific type of square footage to do both concepts. And we're looking at that at some of our other locations to see whether we can do that.
But real estate prices, dollar per square foot, I imagine, exactly. have changed a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly. Well, not only that, but you also have the cost of capital, right? So cost of capital has gone through the roof. So, you know, with interest rates staying high and Powell saying they're going to stay high until probably September, which there's reasons for here and there. But the fact is that we're not going to be able to grow from a real estate perspective at a fast rate until those rates drop. It's just cost of capital is too much. But then who knows? The cost of capital goes down, real estate prices might even drive up higher. Who knows?
The other important part of coffee, though, is the coffee. I would imagine this is probably a pretty important part. Can you give us the history of how y'all have selected your beans, roasted, and all that,
how you guys have done that? Actually, that's our brand.
Disco Coffee.
Disco Coffee is our brand.
Just show this up here, Bill.
That's a good time. So it says a party and a bean. I love that.
Like I said, we were trying to keep it light and fun.
But
and
also got Disco Matcha. Yeah. I don't know anything about this. I'm going to be honest with you.
So matcha is a big market that's moving right now for us. You know, you have the green tea that's ground down into a fine powder. That's a ceremonial matcha. So it is one of the highest grades of matcha out there. It comes from Japan. And we have an unsweet and a sweet. The sweet one is actually blended with monk fruit. And it's all organic and it's a low calorie. And the greatest thing about matcha is it doesn't have that crash that coffee will have sometimes. You're pretty smooth sailing throughout the day. It does have a lot of caffeine.
Sure.
For people that don't like coffee, matcha is a great alternative for sure.
So the Disco Brand, do you guys roast the, where do you roast this at?
We roast it at our facility in Mooresville. So we have our roaster. He's pumping out coffee every day. So it's locally roasted. We also have another facility up north as well because we have stores in Washington, D.C. So we spent a year actually doing our blends. Our head of coffee, Shin, we went through every different type of origin possible, and we went through blends and we tasted them. So each one of those has a unique taste profile, and they're blended between, some of them are single origin, some are blended between like Ethiopian and Costa Rican coffee, and there's just a lot of diversity. And we had a good time doing it, man. I mean, that's
well, this says Peruvian sunset. You guys are world travelers. Did you go to Peru and go up the mountain and get the beans yourself?
No. I'm not that adventurous. but yeah, we did. We've done some coffee tours, and we've been to some farms. We have something exciting eventually on the agenda that we will share with you guys when we come back. If we're invited back.
Oh, wow. You guys can come back.
I know.
I wonder if I get invited back.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. We're hopefully looking to eventually invest in a coffee farm to where we have a farm that we can have farm to cup. So,
grow your own beans.
Grow our own beans.
Wow.
Correct. So that's the idea going forward. But that's what we really want to do going forward is to have something that we can control in the value chain from start to finish. And but yeah, man, we're stoked. It's a fun brand. You know, people love our coffee. We've spent a lot of time and care on it.
8 locations, Coffee Republic.
Yeah, and more coming too.
More coming on the way. Can you guys hang out for another segment?
Sure.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. All right. Yeah. We got to take a break. Kayla and Sean Flynn of Coffee Republic. Disco coffee roasted right here. Party in a bean. Roasted here in Mooresville. Coffee Republic. You're going to want to check them out. Oh, you guys work together though too. So husband and wife team. We got to talk about that a little bit too.
You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good morning, LKN, on WSIC. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning, LKN, on WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:48. Hanging out with Sean and Kaylee. I said Kayla too many times. It's Kaylee. Kaylee. I apologize for that. Coffee Republic. Disco coffee roasted here in Mooresville.
Yeah.
Local coffee, but 8 locations, multi-state. Are you guys going international at some point? What do you think?
Actually, yeah. That's on the books.
Yeah. So
there's no limits to the way this guy
I'm
dreams.
Telling you. I know. Just, yeah. I'm along for the ride.
Actually, she's my limit.
she tells you she's like, time out.
Well, you got to have a reasonable voice.
Right. I know.
Right, to checks and balances.
Yeah.
Sean and Kaylee Flynn of Coffee Republic, husband and wife team, dominating the coffee scene by all accounts, it appears. What's that like working together on the day-to-day? Do you guys like have different corners of the house you go to at the end, or how does that kind of work?
I would say, I mean, it's pretty interesting. Luckily, you know, we had a really solid foundation before we kind of jumped in to become business partners together. You know, this was really Sean's idea. I was working full time at Novant, actually. So I had my own career going. And so I would just, come in on the weekends and kind of help out and talk with customers and
sure. Need me to come hang for a little bit.
Want me to come hang out, talk to people, just have a good time. And then we had a baby in 2020 and then another one in 2021. And I tried going back full time and it was just too much. And so we just decided, hey, like I can, utilize my master's of social work degree and come in and take care of all the HR needs of the company.
Deal with people. There we go.
Be the people person, And so, we're really, I would say we were able to really compartmentalize really well. You know, when it's business, we're talking business. When we're home, we're parents. When we're on a date, right? We're husband and wife. We're dating. You know what I mean? And
we're wild.
You're able to compartmentalize though those different roles.
Exactly. And I think that's the most important thing, right? When you come home at the end of the day, you have to draw that boundary and say, okay, listen, we're parents now. We're married now. We're not talking about work. We'll talk about it at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, and we're very complimentary, right? So my background is business and international finance, and I have more of a view of looking at the financial statements or, you know, the mechanics of the business.
The growth of the business,
too. Where my wife really is the heart of the business, right? So she understands.
She is Disco Coffee.
She is.
She's the party robe, right?
You're she
the
really party. Is the yeah. party and the bean over here. But no, she's been great to bring that heart to the equation, because I think every business needs that. You know, I mean, I can look at financial statements all day, and I can look at the mechanics and the operations of a business and make judgments on that basis. But there's other externalities that, you know, my wife brings to the table that she'll look at me and say, that's not going to work. And it's really a good complementary balance to have. Because I think all of us, you know, whether it's the show or any other business, you have to have checks and balances within a business or a show or whatever it is. And it works really well for us because we have two different viewpoints. Mm-hmm. So I think that's led to our success in a lot of ways.
What about, does this reflect also in the type of coffee you guys drink, or do you drink the same kind of coffee?
I think we're pretty close to the same type of coffee we drank.
Says a lot about a couple, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. How they drink their coffee.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, but you know what? We kind of change it up, too. You know, when we pop in the shops, you know, one of our baristas will say, oh, Sean, you having the regular? Or Kaylee, you having the regular? And I'm like, actually, I'm going to change it up today. And they're just like, whoa.
What's the regular for you, though? What is your regulars?
I do a cold brew with macadamia nut milk, but today I did a sweet matcha with macadamia nut milk. So sometimes, you know, it's just the shock value.
Yeah,
just to do it. Like, I'm going to change it up.
I know.
To feel something.
Let's put a little spice out there.
Yeah. Right. Or, you know, or if I'm real tired, I'll go in and get a buzzer, which is our energy drink.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'll do like a half calf, though, because it's super powerful.
What is the buzzer? I've not had that one before.
Oh, so buzzer, it's a natural energy concentrate, and then we add flavor to it. So it's basically like an energy drink that is handcrafted by a barista. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty delightful.
Oh, that sounds good.
Delicious. The peach one particularly. Mm.
Yeah, so it's on fire. And then, I do a dirty chai with macadamia nut milk. And
I've never heard of macadamia nut milk. Is that a new thing?
So let me tell you about it. Let me tell you.
Okay.
Give us the almond, inside.
Let me cashew, oats. So, we've got it all. Coconut. I've heard of those. So, macadamia nut milk
is super healthy for you. It's low-cal. It's creamy. And nobody knows about it. So we've actually, like,
everybody knows about it now.
Yeah. Everybody knows about it now. Everybody who listens to this program is going to be around to check out macadamia nut milk. But not a lot of people know about it. I recommend it. It's super a great healthy option. You know, more so I think than oat milk. A lot of people drink oat milk, but it doesn't have the substance that macadamia nut milk has. So fun filled factoid for everybody out there.
That's cool.
You've got locations on both sides of the lake. You've got Huntersville, Cornelius, Mooresville. You've got Denver. Shout out to Denver on the west side, crew. What's that like over there on that side of the lake? You know, it seems like on the other side of the world some days.
Yeah. it's our drive-through location. So, you know, Starbucks opened over there. Mm-hmm. Took us a little kick in the face over
Did
there.
Did it? Okay.
Yeah. And
but just for a short time.
Just for a short time. And then our loyalty, you know, our loyal LKN fellow man came back and started ordering again. And I think, you know, we have a great local presence there. That's a great store. Mm-hmm. If you know, I recommend you come in there, do a drive through. If you're driving on 73, it's right there. Before you get to 16 on your way to Denver, it's a great store to be at. So we hope you guys come check it out.
And then the one in Huntersville has the co-working space. Is that hard to manage, like, that different concept blending within just, like, regular coffee? Or is it just kind of like, it's actually not that bad?
No, I mean, our co-workers have been with us for forever. And they're, I mean, they're like family. I mean, they, you know, I run up, check on them, see how they're doing. You need some printer paper. You know what's going on. We, you know, we talk about our families. You know, they come downstairs. They get a coffee. You know, we talk about, you know, their business, the trips.
They organize themselves.
They
too,
do.
Really?
Which is
and
super
they're
cool.
like a little cohort, like a little family up there. You know, they kind of rely on each other and yeah.
I had a lady come up to me and she's like, she's one of our co-working members. And she goes, I love this place. Mm-hmm. She goes, if I didn't have this place, it's my sanctuary. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people who are working remotely don't have a place to get away from their kids. Mm-hmm. They don't have a place to get away from their homes to, mm-hmm. to be able to actually focus on work.
I'm a terrible work from home. I can't do it.
It's an affordable option. Yeah. I mean, our lowest monthly membership is $150 a month, and that includes unlimited drip coffee.
If you're
a coffee
spend that
fiend,
on coffee alone.
You're going to spend that on coffee alone.
Right.
So I think what we've created has been really good and people love it. And it's a place where ideas can be shared too. Mm-hmm. That was a big part of it, was to create an incubator, right? So people who are entrepreneurs, we have one girl who's a freelance HR person who's worked with other people within the community. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool to see. I think that's the whole essence of it, right? Is that we're bringing people together in the community, in the workforce, mm-hmm. and they're having a good time and they're actually getting some social time. Because if you're working from home all the time, who do you have to talk to, mm-hmm. right? Who do you have to go out on a coffee break with?
Mm-hmm. Or bounce ideas
or
off.
Bounce ideas off.
Yeah.
Right. Look at that husband and wife combo right there. Did you see that happen?
Ding, 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 ding.
Dang. Sheesh. And then you mentioned timing earlier, just of the brand and how it's hit really well. Well, even downtown Huntersville right now, right? You've got the groundbreaking that just occurred for the new town hall. You're revitalizing the entire downtown area. Yep. Maybe a little incubator session at Coffee Republic to bring in the next big business in there to, you know, help it continue to thrive. Or great business idea. It doesn't even have to be a big mega company, right? Mm-hmm. It could be local families starting something that just becomes great.
Yeah, and that's what we want to see. We want to see these communities, because Lake Norman's a special place. I think, you know, we've been at a point where we haven't really been able to grow, you know, and now there's all of this development happening at one time, which is not ideal, right? Because roads are backed up. There's no sewer infrastructure. I'm sure you guys have heard about that. That's a whole issue.
Shout out to WASAC.
It's wild. So this has been an interesting time, but I think if we can come together and really focus on the big vision and the big picture of where Huntersville, Davidson, Cornelius, and, you know, Lincoln County, Denver area, all Mooresville, how all of this grows together, I think we'll be a better place. So it's hard though, because all of these municipalities are different. So when you have that kind of, you know, like Huntersville is different from Mooresville. They're different counties. There's different city ordinances. So there's all of these different complexities in how this area is growing. And I think these spaces can help bring people together. Mm-hmm.
Sean and Kaylee Flynn of Coffee Republic, thank you both for coming in and hanging with us this morning. Sure. Thanks for the coffee. Disco coffee roasted in Mooresville. Disco matcha. I'm going to try me some matcha. I've never had matcha before.
Okay.
And then we let the secret out about macadamia nut milk.
Everybody knows about it now.
You guys learn something new every day.
That's right. Eight locations. New one coming in Ballantyne. New one coming in. Is it the Rockville, Maryland one? Is that the new one or no?
No. Bethesda, Maryland.
So even more. Just more growth. Yeah. More coffee shops coming.
Ballantyne is open. Ballantyne Village is open.
We're ready to go.
That is a cool space.
Very cool.
Let's not ask me to do the messaging anymore, because clearly I am completely off on all of this.
It's all right. It's all right.
Whether you're on the east side or west side of the lake, Coffee Republic, you can find them. And check out the co-working space in Huntersville. Cool concept.
Very cool.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:06. Happy Friday to you. We've got Bridget Dorgan, if I'm saying it right. We're going to find out if I'm saying it right. Hopewell Titan Thrift. Bridget, are you there? Maybe not.
Maybe not.
She's on virtual. She probably is literally within the halls of Hopewell High School right now because they started at 7:15, pretty sure.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she's like hiding under a desk, like in class.
No, she did get permission from her principal.
She got permission. Okay, all right.
To be here this morning.
Oh, she did. Okay.
She did. Yes. Wow. So she's not like hiding in the bathroom or under a desk or anything.
Kids have come a long way. You know, we wouldn't ask for permission most of the time for these kinds of things when we were at school.
Oh, I would have never asked permission for it. No.
I've always been more of an ask for forgiveness kind of guy.
I've been like, I need to go to the bathroom and then just go sit in my car and
call somebody. Oh, maybe. Oh, breaking all the rules.
I know. It's terrible.
God.
Don't tell my mother.
No. Well, come on now. TGIF, the restaurant. Been there recently?
I've never been to a TGI Fridays.
Never.
I'm very proud of that, too. I've been to a lot of Applebee's. It's probably the same.
Same category.
Been to Cheesecake Factory, probably all the same.
Cheesecake Factory's a little bit more higher echelon. You don't think so? Then Applebee's? You put to Cheesecake Factory
Have
the same
level? Have you eaten the food at Cheesecake Factory?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you don't think it's fancy enough?
No.
Or flavorful enough?
When you make 600 items,
right.
They're all in the microwave. They're all microwaved.
It takes longer than that to get it to the table. Yeah. So, but TGI Fridays is getting acquired for $220 million.
Who's buying them?
Triartisan Capital. They originally bought Fridays in 2014 for $8. Oh, excuse me. Triartisan Capital originally bought Fridays in 2014 for $800 million. Now the brand is selling for $220 million.
Ooh, that's a big drop.
I thought that was positive. Oh, but you're right. That's negative.
That's down, right?
Oh, that's less. That's less money.
Math of the day. That's less money.
A huge franchisee in the United Kingdom is the buyer. Is TGI Fridays, is that only American right now, though? Like, do they say that overseas? TGIF. Do they say that over there?
I don't know. I'll say it when I'm in Paris and see what people respond.
How they respond when you're seeing Taylor Swift.
And then I'll call in and let you know.
Is it the fact of casual dining or is it TGI Fridays, the brand?
I'll just
for the price cut.
I mean, if I'm going to go out to eat, I don't want to go to one of those restaurants where like most of the food is just, you know, frozen reheated.
So have you been to Chili's recently?
Yeah, I can't go to Chili's anymore either.
Have you been to Longhorn Steakhouse?
Longhorn would be an exception. Mm. I would go there,
I think. What about Outback?
Outback, the last couple of times I went to Outback, it was not good either.
Carrabba's?
No, no Carrabba's.
Olive Garden, no.
Some soup, salad, and breadsticks.
See, of all of those, to be honest with you, the one...
Which one would you pick if you had to go to one of them? Applebee's.
Well, Applebee's we went to fairly recently.
You did. I've heard this story. I know you guys did.
We were in Statesville, and Applebee's was the only thing open at 10:30 at night. And so we went to Applebee's.
And you were family, right? When you're there, you're family.
You are, absolutely. I used to be a big fan of Chili's. I'm not saying I'm not a fan of Chili's. I just question, is my particular Chili's location keeping up with the rest of Chili's, or is it just the Chili's brand in general has just shifted? Price is a big factor in the food restaurant, you know, in the food service game.
Yeah.
That's a huge factor.
I feel like all of these, like chain, these are not called quick service. What are these called? Casual dining, I think is the term for it.
Yeah, it's not QSR. QSR is quick service restaurant.
Yeah, it's like casual dining. I think these are...
Yeah, casual dining is, I believe, the segment. Yeah.
What they're all leaning to is the price, right? Because even for fast food now, it's going to be $10, $12 just for fast food now.
Yeah.
So they're leaning into that. Like Chili's is doing their $10 burger or something like that. So they're just trying to, I can't look at myself.
Sorry, we're readjusting the video for Bridget. Mamie's face is right
I'm
in front
like
of her.
Seeing my face you should on
watch
my face.
It's really fun to just watch yourself talk.
I feel like
with
I'm
the
in
delay.
The Matrix.
It's pretty good. TGI Fridays. So the casual dining segment in general. So that's pretty much just your generic go into a restaurant, sit down, order a meal, eat it, and then leave. It's not like a... Although the to-go concept, is that shifting casual dining, right? Because like now you order DoorDash, you get to-go Chili's rather than eat at Chili's.
Yeah, I think that's
that's one of the other hurdles too, is because like people got so out of the habit of going to these restaurants, right? It used to be a Friday night, Saturday night, you just go.
Chili's, baby back ribs.
That's not the cue to call.
No, it's not the cue to call.
Excuse me.
But it is the signal to go out on Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you remember that commercial? Bridget, can you hear me? Nope.
No.
If you want to play with the settings on the mic and the speaker settings on the video chat platform. Sorry, building a public right now.
Yeah.
Casual dining for TGI Fridays. Looks like it's going downhill a little bit. Do you think the United Kingdom can save TGI Fridays? Originally bought in 2014, bought for $800 million, now being sold for $220 million. Can the United Kingdom save Fridays?
We'll find out. I don't know.
You don't have a guess on it? You don't have a bet on it? Or do we see this thing just continue to tank?
I think these are just going to slowly go away.
What about Fuddruckers?
Oh, no.
No?
No, you like Fuddruckers?
I feel like that was like kids eat free every day at Fuddruckers, right? Wasn't that a thing with Fuddruckers?
Yeah, I don't have any of those kids to eat free, so yeah, that's help working, me.
By the way, I can hear that.
Doesn't help me at all.
Okay, now that she's 18. Kids. Okay, yeah. I'm thinking of myself right now. Yeah. Okay, I got a 5 and 3-year-old. That helps go get you. Free cheeseburgers.
I was going to say they get a free box of macaroni and cheese.
Melting Pot. You think Melting Pot survives?
You know what? I've only been to Melting Pot once. I did not enjoy it. People like it a lot.
What did you not enjoy about Melting Pot?
I don't want to cook my own food when I go to a restaurant.
But you really just put it on a stick and leave it in a boiling pot of broth.
Yeah, I don't want to cook. It's just like the same thing with the self-checkouts, right? I don't work here. Why am I cooking my own food?
What about
food?
Just the dessert or just the cheese?
I love cheese. Yeah, I could do just the dessert or just the cheese. But yeah. I mean, yeah, I think it was a novelty when it opened. But I feel like this is my prediction that these are going to slowly go away. Not like, you know, they're all gone. But I think just people, even with fast food, you're not going and sitting in the restaurant anymore. You know, most people are just driving through. With these kind of restaurants, it's not the experience that it used to be to go out on a Friday night, right? Prices are higher, and if I'm going to get a cheeseburger and french fries, I just don't feel like it's the same kind of thing. But, I mean, I went to Chili's on my prom night, too, so.
There's nothing wrong with it.
It was great.
I got no problem
with it. It was great. I got the chicken.
When you know what you want, you know what you want. There's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely loved it. And Katie was big on Chili's, and I think this was about 3 years ago, and finally I was like, Katie, we can't come here anymore. Mama can't eat this food anymore. We're going to have to find a new favorite.
So you cut her off.
I did.
That's what happened. I did. You the 2 for $20 was good.
That's what I used to get.
I'm a deal hunter on that stuff.
I love
for the restaurant stuff.
Nothing wrong with saving some money.
Because you used to get, you know, the drink, you get an appetizer, you get two meals, and you get a dessert
to share.
That was $20.
That molten chocolate cake, great.
Don't start. Don't do that right now.
So good. Oh, my gosh. That is so good. That was our, like, fancy place to go out in college, too, if we wanted to go out for a nice night out.
Ben went to lunch the other day. Ben Daniels, senior director of sensor. He went lunch around, had a $5 cheeseburger
somewhere.
I saw
that. He sent us where do you get a $5 cheeseburger?
I got to find out where that place was at. It's in Statesville, I think.
Mm.
Somewhere up there, or somewhere in the north side of Iredell.
I gotta find that.
They can get a $5 cheeseburger still.
I didn't ask him how it was. I'm sure it was good, though.
I'm sure it was great. Yeah. He didn't complain about it.
No.
So I'm sure it was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. If you know where I can get a $5 cheeseburger at a sit-down restaurant.
Well, you can on the value menu at
No. McDonald's. At a sit-down restaurant. See, that's what we called them, sit-downs.
Sit-downs.
Fast food or sit-downs. What'd you call them?
For what? Like Chili's?
Restaurants. Yeah, what would you call it?
Just go to eat.
Just restaurants.
Let's just go to the...
Let's
go to Chili's. I would say it by name because there was nowhere else to go.
We would have to specify. Dad, can we go eat? And he's like, fast food or sit down?
At one point, Chili's was the only thing on exit 25. Like, it was Chili's or Bojangles.
Yeah, I remember that. Well, Melting Pot was pretty...
Melting Pot's been there
for a long time.
Fuddruckers also was there.
Where was Fuddruckers?
Right behind Chili's, where Melting Pot is now. Melting Pot stole Fuddruckers.
Okay.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. That morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville, with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:18. It's Friday. It's in the 8 o'clock hour, so that must mean something's going on out there. Ride iCats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Irondale County down to the city of Charlotte. You cruise in the HOV lane with Jeff. Jeff, how are we looking out there?
There's no accidents to report. The only slowdowns to report, 77 southbound around exit 23 in Huntersville down probably about
till about 485. Also, northbound from about 485 up to exit 23, there's some slowdowns there. Everything else looks good going into the city of Charlotte. Things were flowing this morning. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, haven't heard of any issues. So hopefully everybody has a great weekend.
That's right, Jeff. No accidents report. We like that on a Friday. Get it started right. Beautiful weather. Looking great outside, Jeff. Mm-hmm. Any big plans for the weekend?
Well, today I got to work in my garden, and then I'm dog-sitting a little Pomeranian that's my daughter's. So they were going out of town for next week, so we've had him for a week already. But so really, first time in about 4 weeks, I'm going to be home.
Well, there you go, Jeff. Hope you enjoy it. Enjoy the time in the garden. Enjoy the great outdoors. And, wow, sounds like you're still busy, though. The you know Pomeranians can be a handful, mm-hmm. so... Jeff, we appreciate you. Hope you have a great weekend, sir.
You guys too. Bye.
RideiCats.com. Today's Friday. They're going to Hickory today. Only a dollar from your front door in Iredell County to get to Hickory. A dollar back. RideiCats.com. Titan Thrift. Bridget joins us over the phone now from the halls of Hopewell High School. Bridget, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for joining us as a fellow Hopewellian, Hopewell hooligan, Hopewellanite. What do you guys call yourselves these days?
Titans or hooligans. Yeah, we're the hooligans. I'm here with Sadie Olakowski, who is our student body historian. Hi.
Hey, how y'all doing? Good morning. All right, tell us about Titan Thrift. So you got next Saturday, you guys are, I believe, selling the clothes, but this Saturday is the last chance for drop-off. Is that right?
That is right, yes. So we called in today to let the community know about the upcoming event that Hopewell High School is holding in honor of Earth Day and student mental health. We are sponsoring a Titan Thrift event, which will not only help save the planet through shopping secondhand, but will also allow community teens to level up their wardrobes and their mindsets.
Yeah, so this April 20th on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in front of Hopewell High School's entrance, which is on Beatty's Ford, we'll be accepting gently used clothing and accessories only. So that includes jewelry and shoes. And then next Saturday, the 27th, is when we'll be holding the Titan Thrift Shop. You can come, buy super affordable secondhand clothing, make a positive impact on the environment. That's also from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that will be in the Hopewell High School gymnasium.
So this concept, is this an entrepreneurial concept? Is this to raise money for a particular group? Is this just for, we'll stay at Hopewell? Give us kind of that background on how this concept came about.
Okay, so over the summer, we started thinking about this. It's something we've wanted to do for a while because a lot of kids at Hopewell come in wearing new things all the time, or they'll like trade clothes with their friends, and it's kind of a thing. But after the sale, our excess clothes are going to go to the Crisis Assistance Ministry. We're donating them, and a portion of our proceeds are going to Labor Behind the Label, which is a charity that raises money for fast fashion workers in the fast fashion industry because it's such a dangerous industry.
And is there also a particular class or teacher that's assisting you guys as students, or are you running with the ball? Do they empower you guys, say, hey, run with the ball, make this happen?
So we do have administrators that will be there. Our principal has been right along us on our side helping us with this event, and as well as our student services director. And this is run by our student government association, but we do have a lot of administrators that have been very helpful with this process.
But they're kind of letting us take it into our own hands. It's been a student-made idea and student-led project.
That's very cool. So what made you two in particular want to get involved with this specific opportunity?
I mean, new fashion is honestly coming back so much from older generations, and it's such a big thing, the secondhand shop these days. Everyone thrifts, and we wanted to do something fun for our school that students would want to engage in, an event that would raise money but also impact and benefit the students. And it's just really cool the impact that like wearing clothes that make you feel good have on individuals' mental health. Like, even color, like different colors, textures, fitting of clothing can impact the wearer's mental health or like even their body's physical reaction. Like wearing yellow can speed up the wearer's metabolism, and like green helps people relax and reduces anxiety. So we were just exploring the connection between clothing and the way it makes people feel. And I'll be honest, I love clothing. I spend way too much money on it. So this is just a good way to make, to help people level up their wardrobes while not breaking the bank.
I love it. I love it. Bridget, so if people are going to bring clothes in this weekend, what are, you're saying gently used. So are there any rules around what people bring? Do you, you know, if somebody has some clothes that have been riding, like me, they'll ride around in my trunk for a couple of weeks before I finally drop them off to donate. So what kind of things do you want people to bring in?
Any clothing of any age range, any size, as long as it does not have any explicit language or like, I don't know how to word that, like explicit signs or anything on it. And as long as it's not like, like has holes in it or like,
tell them don't be ratchet. Say no ratchet clothes.
Yes.
And we will be sorting through it ourselves and organizing it. So any clothes that may be donated that we can't necessarily sell, we will also be giving back and donating it to a different charity or to Goodwill.
So do not worry about going through them yourself. That is our job. All you have to do is pull up to the entrance of Hopewell High School and we'll pick them right out of your trunk.
Titan Thrift happening April 27th. You've got your chance to support the local school community, local kids, and even some nonprofits, because some
celebrate
of the profits
Earth Day, celebrate all, Earth Day all together.
This Saturday is the last day to drop off and donate items, though, and that's also happening at Hopewell High School. So someone pulls up, they just pop the trunk, y'all take it, they drive off, and you guys deal with the mess. Is that right?
Exactly.
And then what about next Saturday? So people coming to do the shopping part of this, what's that going to be like?
Okay, so there are going to be tables set up at the exits of the gymnasium. We're going to have the clothes laid out on tables all around the gym, sorted by size and gender and like dresses, sweatshirts, etc. People are going to receive a paper bag that they can put everything in, and then there will be signs posted around saying the prices of each type of item, and then you'll go to one of the tables on your way out, the exit tables, and your total will be tallied up, and then you're good to go. We'll also have like a food truck there so you can make a day of it. It's just going to be a very fun like community experience.
What year are y'all? Are y'all junior, senior, sophomore? What year are y'all?
We are juniors.
Okay. Y'all seem really organized. Yes. I just want you to know that.
Extremely. You guys are doing better than me right now.
Thinking back to our days at Hopewell, Bill and I went to Hopewell. We graduated in 2008 there. And I got to say, Bill, they've come a long way since when we were there, it seems like.
I'm proud.
We appreciate it.
What's up for the rest of the year for y'all and looking forward to the summer? What else is going on in Hopo? How's everything going these days?
Everything's going really good. We have a lot of ASAP testing finals coming up. This is another reason why we wanted to hold this event. It's a nice way to just kind of relax from all of the locking in we have to do for exams. Other than that, we have a lot of sporting events. We have prom. We have a pep rally coming up. It's the end of the year. May mayhem. Yep.
Y'all mentioned the concept of mental health for students. What's the sentiment right now amongst everybody there at the school? Is everybody in good spirits? What's going on?
Yeah, I would say that Hopewell has done a great job this year, especially compared to like freshman year when we were all coming out of that COVID haze. Everyone's been rallying together. I've seen a lot more people like talking to each other at lunch and intermingling. There have been a lot more people at like the sports games and stuff. We definitely have created a good community.
Yeah. Y'all keep talking to each other for sure. Don't stop talking. Okay. Don't get your heads buried just in your digital devices. I know I sound like your parents right now. but it's the truth. When you get out here, you got to be able to talk to people and carry a conversation. And y'all are doing great right
now.
I want you both to know that.
Real great.
All right. Give everybody the rundown before we go to radio break. Give them the rundown. You got the elevator pitch. Everybody's eyes are on you. Go ahead. What should they do this weekend and next weekend for Titan Thrift?
This April 20th, come to the front of Hopewell High School and donate your old or gently used clothing and from 10 to 4. And then next Saturday, April 27th, come shop the Titan Thrift super affordable clothing secondhand from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. April 27th, Hopewell High School. Go Titans!
Aged up! There we go. All right. Appreciate y'all. Thank you so much for calling and letting us know about the event. And if we can do anything for you in the future, don't hesitate to reach out.
Great job, guys.
Of course. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. I think they hung up. They had to go back to class.
Yes.
The bell was probably ringing thereabouts. All right. Coming up next, we got Joe Berg, WSIC sports director, host of The Scoreboard, airs Monday through Friday, 5 to 6 p.m. We got to get a look on the inside. What's going on? Caitlin Clark. She's making big headlines. Mm-hmm. Big dollars. Big dollars. Everybody was worried. Is she going to get paid the same? What's going to happen? A couple of big brands came alongside.
That's good.
State Farm, Nike, some brands that I think pretty much anybody would want to do a deal with. So good for her.
Hey, you got to wake up in the morning and eat coffee, brother.
We're also going to talk about the upcoming NASCAR Cup Series race. There's a little bit of Charlotte FC happening. Hornets, they're going to the playoffs? No. Oh, no. Wait. Sorry.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, okay, at 8:34. Happy Friday to ya. This is what it's like, a slow start.
Hey, you gotta wake up in the morning and eat coffee, brother.
That's what we do. That's how we do it every single day, just around here. I'll eat coffee disco. Joe Berg, are you a big coffee guy?
It depends. Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Is there a tiebreaker?
No, it just kind of depends on the mood I wake up in.
What kind of mood are you in today?
I am in a happy mood because it's Friday.
Are you in a coffee mood, though?
No, I think I woke up on the right side of the bed. I got energy under me already. I don't need any extra caffeine.
Okay, got energy. Gonna need it this weekend. Let's start with NASCAR. Who's winning the race?
You know, I've been saying all week that it is literally impossible to predict who is going to win this weekend.
Oh, have you been? I didn't realize.
Yeah, I mean, Talladega is the monster, right? You have no idea what's going to happen. The only thing that you know is that there's going to be a lot of crashes. If you were trying to put in a bet on your sportsbook app, you got to go with one of the back markers because they got good odds, and it's Talladega. Anything can happen.
What's a back marker?
Back marker is somebody who runs at the back of the pack for the most part. Their team isn't that good. The car isn't that good. They struggle. You know, it's somebody who's not going to be winning a race when we go to Martinsville, or Kansas, or Iowa, somewhere like that.
So they're waiting to sneak through.
Yes.
Waiting to pounce.
Absolutely.
Who's going to be waiting to pounce, you think?
Well, I like the rookies this year. I do. And if I was going to take my pick, I would probably go with Carson Hocevar. He had a pretty good start to the year at Daytona and Atlanta. He didn't get the results. He didn't get the results because, you know, it's the super speedways and you wreck out. Who cares where you finish at that point? But I like the way he ran in the first couple of races. I'd take him as the underdog.
Overall for Talladega, you mentioned a lot of crashes. Why a lot of crashes at Talladega?
Well, because it is a super speedway. And what that means is the drivers are not going to be lifting at all. It'll be full throttle the entire way around the track. And the draft is going to keep everybody super condensed. So because of that, as the intensity ramps up, as you get closer to the end of the stages and the races, the bumping gets more intense, the blocking gets more intense, and wrecks just happen. You know, they're already on the edge of control, and once they start getting even more aggressive, somebody is going to take it a little too far.
The wreck me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Wreck me, mama, any way you feel. Hey,
Cuticle. There it is right there. You want your chance to win two tickets to Merlefest, two general day, any day passes. You call now, 844-STUDIO-4, 844-788-3464. Bill just dropped that cue to call while we're chatting with Joe Berg, sports director of WSIC, 844-STUDIO-4, 844-788-3464. Caller 3, you are going to win two tickets to Merlefest, any day passes. No, that is not exclusive to the also ultimate giveaway that will be happening on Monday via WSIC News and LKN Memes Instagram. Joe, so you're picking a backpack style winner this weekend at the Super Speedway Talladega. What about Charlotte FC? Are we on an upward trajectory?
You know, I'm going to use one of your favorite terms. It's so early in the season.
Super early.
It's hard to tell. Everybody in the standings is so compact right now that one win and one loss can jump you three or four spots in the standings. Right now with Charlotte FC, they're seventh in the MLS, which if the season were to somehow end after only 11 games, they would be in the playoffs. I'm sorry, only eight games. They would be in the playoffs as the seventh seed. But at 3-3-2, they're going to want to go on a little bit of a win streak here, maybe get 3-4 under their belt, really start to separate themselves. I always talk about how you want to have a good start of the season because you don't want to play catch up at the end of the season. We saw it in the NHL this year with a couple of teams that had bad starts to the season get on fire right here at the end and just miss out on the playoffs because they built themselves too big of a hole. That's what I'm looking at Charlotte FC to not do. Please do not dig a hole that you have to get out of like last year because it's going to be very hard.
What do you think the strongest part of Charlotte FC's style is right now and their weakest part?
You know, they control the ball really well. In most of their games, their possession has been more than their opponent. And there's some exceptions to that. Like when they played Cincinnati, they really didn't perform well. Somehow they ended up with a draw there. So I'd say keeping that possession is probably their best game plan right now. They just got to get better at keeping possession at the end of halves, at the end of the game, because they are notorious for giving up goals in stoppage time or in the final couple of minutes.
Baseball, it's in full swing by now. All the teams have played a game, right? Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So what's up with baseball?
Well, it's weird because we had some rule changes and there's controversy surrounding that now. We have had quite a few injuries with pitchers to start the year. Oh, yeah. The report was at the start of the baseball season, out of the approximately 160 players on the injured list, 130 of those were pitchers. The reason is thought to be because of this new pitch clock. You get the ball back from the catcher and you have 15 seconds to throw your next pitch. There's an argument that that is not enough time for a pitcher's arm to reset and be able to continue doing what he's doing at 110%, because that's what pitchers do now. Once you're out there, you throw it as hard as you can for as long as you can. It's not like in the past where it's a lot more finesse. It's throw it as hard as you can and get as much spin rate on the ball as you can. That way you get a good amount of movement. But not getting rest in between that is causing arms to fail. So I'm looking to see what happens with the rest of the baseball season. Are the injuries going to slow down, or is this going to be a year-long trend?
Or, Joe, should they let the pitchers have a little bit of adhesive on their fingers?
You know, I don't mind that, but they're trying to slow the ball down. No,
so more control.
You get more control, and the stickier it is, you get more spin rate on the ball.
That's how hard they're slinging it.
Let's let steroids in the game. I'm fine with that too.
They know.
So yeah, I mean, the argument I've heard is if you're going to let pitchers cheat, you got to let the hitters cheat, because MLB has been trying to increase offense, which is why we don't have a shift anymore, which is why you can't pick off two times in a row anymore. So giving pitchers a substance to make the ball harder to hit is just not something that I think baseball is going to do. They already have the rosin bag out there, and I think that's about as far as they're going to go.
Mm. Interesting. That is a very interesting phenomenon, the amount of injuries popping up.
It is, and I really do think that it's a combination of things leading off with the pitch clock.
Right. It'll be interesting to see how it unfolds.
Yeah, is the, I hope it slows down.
Is the home run derby as much of a distraction to the MLB as, let's say, the dunk contest is to the NBA?
I don't know if it's a distraction, but I have heard in the past that when you go to the home run derby, you change your swing a little bit, and the couple of days after that, once you start getting back in the groove, there is a chance for you to just have to take a day or two to reacclimate your swing, because you do spend so much time just trying to hit home run after home run.
Dingers.
Yeah, dingers after dingers. Once you get back to games where the pitcher's trying to strike you out and not lob you a softball, there is a small adjustment, but it's not too significant.
Steroids fix that. What's going on in the local community with sports and baseball season? And it's not just baseball, right? At the schools, right now, you got soccer as well is going on. Lacrosse, you got quite a few sports going on in the local community.
Women's soccer is big right now. Lacrosse, I'll tell you what, the local area for lacrosse is tenfold better than the baseball season right now. There's only one team really that we're tracking right now in the local area with baseball that's going to have a chance to do something in the postseason. But when it comes to lacrosse, in the top 25 of the North Carolina rankings, you have Charlotte Catholic, Cannon School, and Lake Norman as your top three. Then you still got Huff High School in there.
No slouch.
Charlotte Country Day.
No Audrey slouch. No slouch.
Community School at Davidson, Country Myers Day, Park,
no slouch.
Lake Norman Charter. I mean, these are all close schools here that are in the top 25 in high school lacrosse. So lacrosse is really where it's at. That's where the athletes are right now.
Bill, take me back to 2006. You're getting off the bus. You're at Country Day. You're at Charlotte Latin.
Some of the nicest Charlotte grass Catholic. I've ever seen.
Cannon in my School. Life. What's your mindset stepping onto that field?
I want to be just like these kids when I grow up.
And you've made it.
Joe Berg, WSIC Sports
Thanks,
Director,
Thanks,
host of The Scoreboard with Sports. Joe Berg, Monday through Friday, 5 to 6 p.m. Also, producer extraordinaire up there at Studio A. Is Patrick Reynolds in the building?
Patrick is in the building.
Okay, we're going to chat with Patrick as well before the end of this show. He's host of The Home Ad Show. Joe, we appreciate you. Does Charlotte FC win this weekend?
I think they do. I think they win this weekend. And with the weather in Alabama, I do still think we get a race in on Sunday.
Same sun, different moon. Thanks, Joe.
Have a good one.
Hey, gotta wake up in the morning and eat coffee, brother.
You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good morning, LKN on WSIC. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:48. Happy Friday to you. Hope you're excited for the weekend. There's a lot going on. We're going to check in with Patrick Reynolds, host of The Home Ad Show, before the show ends here. And his show starts 9 to 11, Monday through Friday. You want to buy something, sell something, trade something. You lost something, you found something, you got a birthday or an anniversary. Well, you call in to The Home Ad Show. That's where you want to call into, because Patrick's giving away prizes every day. Like I said, we'll chat with Patrick here shortly. What I'm more concerned about, though, right now, is what your Pop-Tart preference says about you.
Okay, so I found this article, and a lot of people base, compatibility and stuff off your zodiac signs or water signs or stuff like that.
Heard of it, sure.
Heard of it, right? But I found an article that says, actually, your Pop-Tart flavor preference says more about you than your zodiac sign ever could.
Let's get down to it.
So, it's just unfrosted. Are you an unfrosted person?
Never really did. I mean, look, I will say, Pop-Tarts for me, big deal as a kid.
Yeah.
Probably.
Pop-Tarts still a big deal for me as an adult.
78% of breakfasts during the week are powered by Pop-Tarts.
Mm-hmm.
That's a stat.
Okay. Well, what's your flavor? What's your go-to flavor there?
Depending on my mood.
Don't lie.
Okay, you're at the Pop-Tart aisle.
Can I give you two?
No. Gotta
All
pick
right,
one.
Give us two. Give us two. I'll tell you which one he really goes for.
Okay.
Cherry and s'mores.
Cherry.
Cherry. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, if I have to pick the top, I'll go cherry.
All right. So if you go cherry, frosted cherry, right? Not unfrosted.
Definitely frosted.
Definitely frosted.
Who,
okay.
Who eats unfrosted?
They're out there. On the outside, you seem like the perfect employee. But deep down,
You cannot read that.
But deep down, you're not carrying the rest of this. I should have read this. Hey, we're live on the radio.
He's got fantasies. This man's but deep got down, burning desires. You're not. This is accurate.
What's your other one?
It's s'mores.
I apologize for finding this article. I should have read it further.
Oh, not your fault. It's him.
Okay.
You really can't blame me. Blame my childhood.
S'mores is you enjoy a life of freedom, being outdoors, taking trips. Why stay in one place when you...
I can go for that.
Can go anywhere.
But I'm also can be a couch potato. Is that more of what Frosted Cherry is about, as being a couch potato?
I don't know. In a way.
All right. What's y'all's flavor about? Y'all calling people out on popcorn flavor? Let's see what y'all about.
Not cherry.
Let me be very clear with you right now. This article Mamie found is very inappropriate and says things about people that you would never repeat in front of your mother. So let's be very honest about that.
I apologize to everyone who's still listening.
Yeah, and I like Frosted Cherry Pop-Tarts. Google it.
Yeah, you guys can read this on your own time if you want to look up this article by Tastes Made. I feel
weird saying I can say my mom loves brown sugar cinnamon. I don't know if what that means on this chart.
No, so I only read mine whenever I found this article, so I didn't realize how inappropriate it was. Mine is brown sugar cinnamon. You're smooth. Oh. You've made it. You've climbed the corporate ladder. But you yearned for a time when you didn't have to worry about car payments and mortgage. That's me to a T right there.
Wow.
I've made it.
There you go.
I'm a Wildberry guy.
Wildberry.
Oh, you're Wildberry?
Yeah. Did you preview that before you said that?
I did not, but.
Enough is not in your vocabulary. Your orders at Starbucks never dip below $6 because you require six pumps of syrup plus the extra whip and chocolate slices.
Yes.
Your daily commute would be considered an extreme sport by most passengers.
Hey, now.
Accurate. Hit those horns.
Shout out to Tuesday.
What can I say?
Unfrosted. If you're unfrosted, it just means you're uptight. So.
See, I kind of, frosted pumpkin pie sounds good. Again, Pop-Tarts for me, I'll eat any flavor Pop-Tart. Don't even. Just don't.
That also falls under... A cherry favorite would eat any other Pop-Tart, from what I'm picking apart from this article.
Let's see if Patrick Reynolds is a favorite Pop-Tart. Patrick Reynolds hosts a home ad. Pat, what's your favorite Pop-Tart?
Oh, boy. I'm going to go with blueberry. Blueberry is my favorite Pop-Tart. It was way back in days when Mom prepared them for me. But, you know, that's blueberry. Good memories of my childhood there.
Blueberry was a good Pop-Tart. That's not on this list, though.
Didn't make the list, though.
Didn't make it the list.
Your Pop-Tart doesn't define your personality, Patrick, is what that means.
Wow. Me not on the list sounds like me trying to get into a cool club. Sorry, man. You're not on the list.
You say that, but you hang out at some cool places on the weekend. What you got going on this weekend, Patrick?
They let me in anyway, despite not sitting at the cool table on a regular basis. But tonight, I'll be at Rev Fast, which is a car detail shop in Mooresville for Hot Rods and Hops. It'll be a car show. I'll be your MC there. Saturday, I will be at Langtree, also in Mooresville, where the Elevate Rock School is putting on a recital on the stage there. So that's come on out. Hear some music there. And Sunday, I will be at Ghostface Brewing, also in Mooresville. I will be the host of the Pluto for Planet concert on Sunday evening at Ghostface Brewing. So come on out. Please say hi. I love meeting listeners. We just met one here in the studio. Picked up Merlefest tickets, so it's pretty cool.
Shout out to the Merlefest winners. You guys have been giving away tickets every single day. Y'all have the same cue to call as us, right?
Absolutely. Same thing. That thing plays. You call in, caller three. We got a set of Merlefest tickets for you.
Cue to call. Are you a big Wagon Wheel fan?
I am a huge Wagon Wheel fan.
What's the biggest size Wagon Wheel you've ever ridden on?
You know the question you ask, what's the oddest thing that I get called in on here on Home Ad
usually,
for sale?
Usually the questions I
is
ask.
Is it a wagon wheel?
Yesterday or the day before, a gentleman had two wagon wheels for sale. Two of them were 40 inches and two more were 44 inches. So I'm looking at front and rear wheels for a wagon. He literally had four wagon wheels he wanted to sell here on Home Ad.
Well, rock me, Mom.
I'm saying.
That sounds fun.
That's awesome.
It was.
Sounds like you get to have a fun day every day when you come in there.
This is the coolest job. It is like talking to people and the phone rings. I never know what's on the other end. And I got wagon wheels. And you would think, I would segue that into the contest giveaway. I did not. I used it into a stay tuned to keep going. Stay with me.
That tease.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Keep listening. Those two magic words.
Something else you give away every day, prizes for a birthday and anniversary winner. How's it been this week? How many birthdays, anniversaries did you have yesterday?
Oh, we had, I think we had around 10 yesterday as well. Just enough. Oh, no, we had five. Joe's holding up five fingers. That's how my memory is. I'm doubling our caller list there. So, but we do not give away Pop-Tarts. Maybe we should give away Pop-Tarts. But we give away donuts from Daylight Donuts. We give away a free trip to the salad bar at the Boxcar Grill and coffee or a smoothie from Lake Mountain Coffee. It's like you eat so well here on the Home Ad Show if you listen and win. And gosh, we entertain you with Merle Fest tickets. We need some Pop-Tarts, I think, on the wheel spin. Let's work on that. I think that's a new venture.
I'm not against that. Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show, airs Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. Buy, sell, trade. You got a birthday. You got an anniversary. 844-STUDIO-4, 844-788-3464. You can call in starting at about 9 o'clock, just a few minutes away. Patrick, appreciate you. Have a great show, and hope you have a fun weekend there. I know you hang out with these underground car guys.
Yeah, they're very cool, and they let me come to the show anyway. So I'm looking forward to tonight.
Awesome. Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks, guys.
Elon Musk put out a tweet, and I told you yesterday, I don't know if you recall, the kind of life hack thing of Google where you can put like the plus in the email address when you sign up so you can kind of track, you know, who's selling your data. Well, I didn't realize too, because this is like the coding world, right? You can put in the before :2023, or I assume any year, and get what the search results were in that particular year.
What? No.
That's a pro tip. Elon retweeted said this out.
So it must be true.
So if I do it right now, if I just do, let's do Good Morning LKN before.
Fantastic search.
LKN memes pops up.
That tracks.
There you go. So, and the reason for the outcry is people are starting to claim Google's, you know, changing results and hiding things and shifting things around. Do we believe that conspiracy or no?
Probably. It's probably right. Human nature.
Yeah. I've just come to terms with like everything's, somebody controls everything. It's not me. That's for sure.
That's true.
But, you know, I'm still living my life and I'm happy. So I'm good.
That's it.
Just keep searching until you find what you want.
Just keep searching until you find what you want. Yeah.
Just protect your joy.
Don't go to that second page of Google though. You don't know what's over there. That's where I found that Pop-Tart story.
I was going to say, does anybody go to the second page? Does people actually even go to the second page?
Don't go there. Don't go there.
If you can't find it on the
first
page.
That's the dark web, the second page.
Although if you have to go to the second page to find what you're looking for, maybe that's a new niche, you know what I mean, that you can help bring to the first page.
I feel like mine just does a never-ending scroll.
Like you don't have to go to the next page?
I just scroll, and then it asks me eventually if I want to shop.
Oh, that's true. Look at this. This is doing where it's not the one page, the page. Or you can click more results than if you keep going. Wow. So they're even changing that much.
Oh, they're changing that now. There's no more second page of Google.
Continue scrolling.
Uh-oh. Now that is a conspiracy.
Now it's
can't hide anything anymore.
It's deeper. This is what happens. But, you know, Elon putting out that life hack out there. Maybe you follow Elon. I was concerned about the robo-taxi thing. But Boston Dynamics has put out their robot, new video. Atlas is the name of their robot.
Mm-hmm.
This is straight up Star Wars of what they've got going on with their robot that they're putting out. This thing can go from laying flat on its back on the ground to completely upright and walking around without being helped whatsoever. And I don't know if this video is AI or not. I really don't know the answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is next level iRobot Star Wars stuff. They're going to be carrying around phaser guns at some point.
If this thing comes towards me, I'm running real fast the other way.
I don't blame you, because I would believe I'm in the movie Star Wars if I saw this thing coming at me. But hope you have a great weekend. Big lineup today. You got Senator Sawyer at 11 o'clock. Todd Starnes, noon to 3. 3 o'clock, you got Dr. Nicole Eastman. Dr. Fred at 4 o'clock. Wrapping up the day with Joe Bird. Sports. Sports!
Sports.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7. WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.